Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is up? Welcome back to Under the Rim. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. And we have a lot to talk about today, Dan.
So much to talk about.
Oh, my God. The stuff that has been happening.
I did nothing but show prep.
Oh.
Watched nothing but games all week. In preparation for the show, there's so much.
There's
going
so
on.
Much.
So much.
There's so much. What do you want to start with because of how much there is?
What if we start from the thing that's the most important to like the least important?
But I mean, like, with how much, so much stuff there is, what even is the most important?
You know, I think they're equally as important. So maybe we should just talk about it all at once.
Okay. Well, I'll start with this. There is nothing going on. There's so little going on in fucking college basketball right now. And I don't look like it's not, I love college basketball. I really do. But this is, it, you know, in baseball, it's like the dog days of August or whatever.
I mean, I guess, you know, UConn lost on the road and Hurley was upset.
Yeah. I mean, Rick Pitino's being really mean to his players. That's pretty funny. Called them unathletic.
I like that. That's what St. John's needs.
Yeah, he called them just pathetic and unathletic. Dennis Gates of Missouri said that he was like, put fucking in the article. Our guys fucking suck at getting foul shots.
My school got housed at West Virginia.
Ouch.
Yeah, we're
off the bubble.
We're definitely not even remotely close to the bubble.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, basketball is grim right
now. Kentucky lost again. I was talking to Dan Holloway before the show about how like every year, there's a couple teams that they're good. They're really good, but they basically exist to be like resume boosters for other teams to beat. And Kentucky is essentially this year's resume booster. It's like everyone's resume win is fucking Kentucky. Gonzaga's.
Wait, did they lose that game to Auburn?
They did. Yeah.
At Auburn.
Or no, they lost to somebody. They just keep
pull
losing.
It up right now. They went. I believe they went into Auburn and beat Auburn.
They might have beat Auburn, but they lost to somebody else. It might have been LSU. I think they had a last-second loss to LSU.
So,
LSU's not making the tournament, though. Yes, they lost to LSU.
But did they beat Auburn?
They beat up Auburn pretty good.
At Auburn. That's an incredible win.
Kentucky's really good. But that's one thing I'll talk about real quick with Kentucky is every headline this year that you see about Kentucky is basically Kentucky losing. Because, like I said, they are the resume booster.
It's not that. It's just literally college basketball. Oh, you have two tough games in a row.
Yeah.
Same week you're traveling.
They did lose two games in a row at home, which was like weird, or three games in a row at home, which it doesn't happen often.
Rupp Arena is not what it used to be.
Not what people are saying. But I mean, look, dude, Kentucky, I like them in the tournament still. But yeah, there's just, we're in the dog days. This is a really wide open field.
It's
but
also
I think
college basketball, you can lose games. It's not a big deal.
And I kind of feel like the number one seeds are set. Like I don't feel like anyone's going to elbow their way into the one.
Yeah, I mean, Purdue squeaked one out last night against Rutgers.
Yeah.
They won by 30.
It's tough. I mean, Houston, Purdue, and UConn locked in at one. And then, I don't know, I guess you have like Arizona, Bama, Tennessee, maybe Duke fighting over that other one seed.
You got to think it's an SEC school, no?
I think if Tennessee or Alabama wins the SEC tournament, they're a one seed.
Whoever wins, yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine so. If Kentucky...
I'm going to lean Tennessee. I don't think Bama.
I know you're a big Tennessee guy this year, but I think Bama's still in first place in the SEC.
Sure.
I'm just saying. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of just jockeying for position right now. Yeah, Bama's a half game up on Tennessee. I believe they play this week, and that's in our picks. No, they don't play this week. Auburn plays at Tennessee this week, but they do catch each other again next week, next Saturday. Bama.
Have you even kept track with our picks?
What?
Have you kept track of our picks?
I mean, I can check.
Nah, who needs to do that?
I don't want to do that.
No.
It's dumb. But yeah.
Just fire from the hip.
Everybody's just jockeying for position right now. There's not a ton going on. I'm excited for the conference tournaments because that's just all I love all day basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But
cool. Yeah. Nothing to talk about. Great show, guys.
See you later. For Dan Regester, and right, well, we'll make some picks for you. We'll make some picks for you.
Be quicker than the golf show.
Your golf show's like, what,
golf
20 minutes?
Golf show's going terrible right now.
Your golf picks are?
Well, there's a lot of randos just popping up.
You're
like
on the mic.
They have all year, really.
You're on the mic golf picks are not doing well, but you're off the mic golf picks.
Yeah, yeah. I actually took EVR this week, too, and I didn't pick them on the show
Do you want to say who you took off mic right now?
Right now?
Just so people can get some
Eric
live
Van Rooyen.
What?
I took EVR, and he's currently, I believe, one back.
There you go.
Yeah.
So just wait for Dan to make his... Don't take Dan's on-mic picks.
The on-mic picks, I actually didn't even have them on the card. That was a mistake on my part. I should have at least had them in the top 10 or top 5, because EVR in Mexico, you cash it all day.
Yeah. But
yeah, I have money on EVR.
Okay.
And he's really the only chance I have. I also have money on Steven Yeager to win. I just fire, dude. But the golf show, I'm only allowed to make 3 picks.
Fair enough.
And when it comes to golf, why not just sprinkle the board?
Yeah, it's a bunch of lotto tickets.
Yeah. Oh, I lost 4 picks.
Cool. Wait, what kind of nobility is there in buying 1 Powerball ticket?
0.
Exactly.
Just like the chance you have when you play Powerball.
Got to move to California, man.
Taxes. Apparently somebody corrected us. They don't take more taxes in California.
For lotto?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I believe you pay the same amount of taxes.
Then that just blasts.
So my goof, guys.
Blasts a hole goof. In that theory. That yeah. Little conspiracy theory.
I still believe in it, though.
I know you do.
Because government.
Fucking government. But yeah, I mean, I will say, the Rick Pitino thing is the only even remotely story from this week, and that is funny. Rick Pitino, I don't know if he's just trying to publicly inspire his guys or if he actually hates that this is where he works now.
He can move on. I think St. John's is like a great spot for him, but there's going to be some jobs that are open.
There is a big job open with a lot of booster money behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Why not go to Ohio State?
You got Ohio State. And they're going to take a big swing, like I said last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could stand being in the studio if Ohio State hires
as Rick Pitino. I don't know. He might be too old, though.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They're trying... Like, it's... They just want to hang a banner.
What banner? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Could be a Big Ten conference championship.
Well, they've got a Final Four banner in recent, not recent years, but not anymore. But
what's the level of accomplishment you have to have at Ohio State for basketball to hang a banner?
It's a conference title, conference tournament title.
Sweet 16?
If you do less than the Sweet 16, that's...
Do schools just hang made NCAA tournament banner? I think UCF yes. does.
Missouri does.
Yeah. We made the tournament, guys.
I'm pretty sure.
One of 68.
Pretty sure we do.
You win the NIT, you're the 69th best team in the country.
That's facts.
You want to win the NIT.
It's better than nothing, I guess, even though I'm not going to watch, but...
It's true basketball.
Is it?
True college basketball.
Ugh, it's gross.
Dudes dribbling off their knees.
Under in every NIT.
Mm.
Especially once they get to New York.
Well, no, not necessarily because, guys, some teams are uninspired because it's the NIT.
Yeah.
So you might have zero defense.
Yeah, like an NBA and maybe they jack up a lot of threes and those threes go in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You never know with the NIT. I've never been an NIT game. I would seek help if I did.
You wouldn't go to an NIT game if it was, like, available in your city and you had free tickets.
Probably not. Probably not.
You've got a box.
Let me put it this way.
And you need a suite?
Yeah, I'd do it for a suite. I wouldn't do it for a random seat. But courtside. A suite or courtside, maybe, I would do for the right schools.
10 rows up.
No.
10 rows up and it's Texas.
I'll go anywhere for free alcohol. So if I'm in a suite.
10 rows up, it's Texas and Mizzou.
In the NIT?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Mizzou. I'll support Mizzou in anything. I'm a fucking
so
simp.
You're a liar, is what you're saying.
But I wouldn't take random ones. But I would go to like a random, like if someone offered me tickets to, I assume UT's women's team is going to make the tournament this year because they always do. If I got offered random tickets to a tournament game in town because the first round in the NCAA women's tournament is always
sure
home, I'd go to that.
We're not talking about women's games though.
I'm just saying I would do that.
Unless you want to talk about Caitlin Clark
losing again,
smoked again. She fucking is a bum.
Soft ass team. Is Caitlin Clark soft? Do we talk enough about that?
Well. She assaulted an Ohio State fan.
But lost the fight.
Flopped.
Yeah, soft.
And then, yeah, dude, her team stinks. She stinks. You can't even beat Indiana?
I guess.
I know nothing about Indiana women's basketball, but
you
got to think it's good.
My assumption is...
I think they are top 25, so it's not a bad loss.
Indiana?
Yeah.
I was like, Iowa's top five. My assumption with Iowa women's team this year is they're going to be a two seed at worst based on their current ranking. They are going to get bounced in the Sweet 16 or the second round, because whatever is the biggest nightmare for women's basketball is what's going to happen.
I do feel bad for Caitlin Clark, though, because for no reason other than the amount of coverage she gets, people are going to take their best shot at her and like just try to punk her as much as possible.
That happened because she's really good, though. Like, it's not... What do you want her to be that good and not get media coverage?
Right. But, like, if she goes into the WNBA, they're immediately going to hate her.
So
because women don't support their own.
I got to think a lot of dudes were going after LeBron.
Not that hard.
His first year in the NBA.
They kind of dapped him up and everything.
Who did?
A lot of guys.
Oh, that's skeet.
That's the NBA, man. This
NBA
is... It's more of a friendly.
I hate all these dudes being best friends with each other. It's happening in baseball.
I need my guys to care. It can't just be a job.
I need my guys to hate each other.
I'm cool with it being a job. If you're like good.
It's funny when.
Like Rendon said it, like you could probably say it if you hit, you know, 40 dingers in a year.
Yeah.
But after the last couple of years where you barely played, maybe it should be more than a job. Maybe get on the field.
Well, that is true, right? Because everyone gets mad at Rendon for saying it, but everyone finds it hilarious and endearing when
Jokic
says it.
Yeah.
When he does.
I knew exactly who you're going to go to.
Yep.
It's like,
yep.
If you're awesome, you can hate your job. You can openly be like, yeah, this sucks. Please leave me alone.
He like had Jokic set some like weird triple double record last night where he had like a unique way, probably a shooting efficiency or something like that. And anyway, they were like, wow, did you know you did that? And he's like, I don't follow this.
There's no way he keeps track of anything
like,
he does.
He's not even like, I'm just glad we won the game. Like, it's all about he's just like, I don't.
He's just like, I can rest now.
Yeah.
He's just fucking Thanos sitting on the farm.
Yeah. Sunsets on a grateful universe.
Balance is set.
God, I love him so much. All right, let's get into the picks real quick. But before we do, we got to talk about where we make the picks. MyBookie. MyBookie.com is where we make the picks. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. So you put in $1,000, you get $1,000. You put in $20, you get $20. I think you get it. This is where we make our picks. And like we always say, we love doing live overs and unders. I do have an over-under pick pregame to make on this. But in general... What?
So that's skeet.
What do you mean?
Fuck it. Take it now. Pick it.
Over under?
What is it?
I'm going to get to it when we talk about the game.
Why don't you say it now?
No.
In the ad read.
No, I'm not doing it. Anyway, mybookie.com is where we make our picks. Go there. We love live betting on college basketball and obviously the over unders in particular. But yeah, let's get into the picks this week. Have some really, really good games.
I don't want you to like put me under that umbrella. You're the over-under guy in college basketball. I don't give a fuck.
All right, fine. I'm the over-under guy. Fuck it. Who cares? Another, by the way, I forget which game
it was.
I don't
like when you speak for me at all.
I don't even want to speak to you.
Yeah.
So.
I don't want to look at you. I'm going to look forward.
Do it.
I don't
give
a audience.
Shit what you look at. It's not my fucking problem.
I'm not even going to address you.
Fuck. Good.
We're having no conversation
good.
Together.
We're just talking over each other. It's what I prefer.
Podcasting, baby.
So, first up, really, really good game in terms of SEC positioning. This is probably a huge one for who gets the one seed in the SEC tournament and maybe in the tournament in general. Bama at Kentucky, 2-point favorites on KenPom.
Why'd you ask it as a question?
Bama at Kentucky? Kentucky? Sometimes it's like to upwardly inflect.
Okay. Like a Valley Girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go Kentucky here. They don't lose three straight at home.
They've already lost the three straight at home. That was ended. That streak was ended as
well.
They
don't lose another game at home this year.
Okay. Kentucky at home. Yeah, like they get Bama. They also, this is their last difficult home game. They have to go to Tennessee. And
it's also
the
type of game where Calipari can get his boys up.
Kentucky is kind of in danger of slipping down the seed line, certainly, although they're a lock for the tournament, I'd imagine.
Yes, Rob, they are.
I kind of like Bama here, though. I kind of think Kentucky's just having a tough go of it.
Nate Oates is a bad guy. I can't support him.
Fair enough. But I'll take Bama. Take Bama minus two here. At Kentucky, Rupp ain't what it used to be.
By picking Alabama, you are, in fact, saying that murder is okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
The heat is in the hat. Next up, this line I love. I know we don't like road teams, but Houston minus three at Baylor all day.
Yeah, give me Baylor because, you know how much I love Houston. Houston's an awesome program. Right?
I hope Houston wins it all. Them and Marquette are my two teams.
I'll never have to worry about that.
Riding for what?
You know how we just immediately write off Purdue?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about Houston winning a natty.
Okay.
They're just not going to. Kelvin's. Sure, you can get to it. You can get to the Final Four. You can get to the natty.
Haven't they? They've been to two Final Fours with Samson, right?
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah.
Nah.
This is their year. This is Houston's year.
It is a weird enough year that a shit team like Houston could win the national championship. But I don't think so.
They're doing it, man. I can't wait. Let's go. Let's go, Cougs.
I could see them getting bounced in like the third round.
They're not getting Sweet bounced 16. In the third round. They're in Elite Eight loss. Or maybe the 16th if they get a...
Just throwing up a stinker. They're going to. They're going to have a game where they just shoot 25%.
That's how they want to play. Muck it up.
Well, yeah. But they need to shoot better than like 25.
I'm taking Baylor.
22%.
I'm taking Houston 3 points at Baylor all day. Next up, this one's interesting. Duke on the road against a bubble-ish team. The ACC is kind of fighting their way into a couple more bids. Wake Forest. Duke is a 1-point favorite on the road at Wake Forest, who is clawing their way off the bubble and into the tournament.
We just beat North Carolina not that long ago, right?
Yeah, I think so. But the ACC is fighting for relevancy, and Wake is one of those teams.
A couple scrappy teams.
Yep. How do you feel about Duke on the road in Winston-Salem?
That is weird that Wake Forest isn't in Wake Forest.
Yeah, Wake Forest is not in Wake.
They moved.
Yeah.
Put Wake Forest back in Wake.
Too late.
Put it back in the Forest of Wake.
Cat's out of the bag.
They should rename the school then.
To Winston-Salem?
Yeah.
University.
It's
I
also
agree.
A strong name. Winston-Salem's a strong
Cigarette
name
universe.
For school.
Cigarette yeah. University. Why don't they?
Just Tobacco Road.
One of them needs to be named after tobacco if you're going to be on Tobacco Road.
I agree.
Stupid.
Why did they move the school to begin with?
I don't know. Schools used to move.
I'll go with Duke.
I like Duke.
Because Wake Forest is a fraud.
I like Duke to win on the road as well. And the ACC to hurt itself.
Duke big.
Duke, yeah, I like Duke. I love Duke on the road here. You're giving me 1 point. My guess is this is the KenPom line. My guess is the actual line might be bigger for Duke, like three maybe.
How are we feeling about the Shire era?
Seems good so far. The recruiting's still there. They're winning. Mm-hmm. Shire era is kind of like late Coach K era where they're still like racking up wins, but they're soft.
I feel like he dresses and presents himself older than he is.
Shire?
Yeah.
Probably. Coach K probably told him to do that. Because I feel like Coach K seemed older than he was.
Because I remember John Shire playing fucking basketball at Duke.
Same.
And I would think you would want to lean into being kind of the young, hip, cool guy.
John Shire is, in fact, a year younger than me.
Yeah.
So he was playing at Duke while I was in school.
And he wears his stupid glasses, and he dresses He dresses like a 45, 50-year-old man.
He dresses like he lives in Dallas.
Hmm.
Where's he from? He's from Northbrook, Illinois. Okay, yeah. Yeah, he's a grade younger than me. So he was playing for Duke while I was in school.
Yeah. I watched him, so he's 37?
36.
36.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I, yeah.
Although I turned 38 tomorrow, so.
I was in high school when he was playing.
Yeah.
Maybe eighth grade.
Duke, big over Wake Forest. Next up, this one I find interesting. Virginia just got their fucking doors blown off.
As Virginia does if their system doesn't
if things don't go well. It's not great. Now, Virginia,
that's what happens when you have a system. Yeah. Is if the system's broken, it's usually a catastrophe.
Virginia, KenPom hates Virginia, by the way. Virginia's 20-7. They are, Lenardi has them in the tournament right now. They're ranked 65th in KenPom, which is not good. Virginia Tech, who is not going to make the tournament, I imagine.
VT was knocking some teams off early.
They just beat them by 30. Virginia Tech just beat the shit out of Virginia by 30.
Throw the record books out.
So North Carolina comes to Virginia. They are, 4-point favorites? The over-under is 130. I love the under here. Virginia's going to play their dicks off on defense in this game.
Who are they playing?
North Carolina. North Carolina's a 4-point favorite. Over-under is 130.
I'll take North Carolina.
I like Virginia here. They lost so bad to Virginia Tech, and I don't fully trust North
Carolina.
The
wheels might have fallen off. This is where Virginia drives off the road, misses the tournament.
They got 20 wins. They're in the ACC.
Again,
they've got enough pedigree at this point.
I believe we had an episode called "Is the ACC Dead?"
We think it's dead. I'm not sure the committee.
I think a lot of the committee does too.
Okay. I think they've got enough pedigree to get in, but they need this win. They need this win to just sort of like cement it, I think. Without,
they just got to go a little deep in the ACC tournament.
I think if you get this win, you don't necessarily need to go deep.
Well, yeah,
in the
if
ACC
you beat
tournament.
North Carolina, that's a...
You're good to go.
You pretty much punch your ticket.
Yes, so that's why I like it. And then that's their. They play Duke on the road in next weekend. So this is their last.
Do you think it's going to come between like Virginia and Clemson for a spot?
I don't know that Clemson's.
Clemson's already beat North Carolina.
Yeah, they have Clemson. KenPom loves Clemson. Let me see what Lenardi had Clemson on.
Because I think it's going to kind of come between the two to get a spot for the ACC.
Yeah.
I don't think both of them are going to get in.
So the ACC has four teams in, according to Lenardi. Clemson is one of them. Clemson's on the 5 line.
And
Virginia
he has Virginia like last.
Virginia's in the last four byes. And they're on the 10 line. Oh, boy. This never shakes out the way Lenardi says it, but like that's a rough second round draw for Tennessee if Virginia can make it to the second round.
If you were at Villanova, would you take bracketology?
Yeah.
For Lenardi.
Hell yeah.
It's a statistics class, but
I'd be all about it.
Sounds better than a normal stat class.
Agreed. I'm not good at math, but I could read Fangraphs equations all day because I'm just a loser like that. I like UVA here. You like North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Texas at Kansas. Kansas is a 6-point favorite. According to KenPom, and I just think they're going to roll.
They're going to destroy Texas.
Yeah, they're going to.
I mean, Texas has kind of been on a bit of a heater recently, right? Bit of a run.
Let me double check that, but I just don't like Texas. I don't trust Texas. I don't think they're going to do well on the road at Allen Fieldhouse. No, they're 2-2 in their last four games, but I mean, they
heater.
Lost. What?
Heater.
They're actually 3-4 in their last seven.
Well, that's good in the Big 12.
Their losses are all completely understandable. They lost at BYU.
Houston
at home in overtime. They did lose to Iowa State at home, but Iowa State's top 10. And then they lost to Houston on the road. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, they got blown out by Houston on the road, but whatever. It's Big 12, man. It is what it is. Yeah, Kansas rolls.
Kansas is big.
Yeah, Kansas is big. And then here's another one. Back-to-back Kansas picks, where I also like Kansas big. BYU comes to Lawrence. Kansas is a 3-point favorite in that one.
Give me the Storm and Mormons.
You think the Mormons going to cover?
after a hard-fought battle against Texas.
Okay.
Kansas. Storm Mormons come in.
I think Kansas, if you combined these lines, Kansas would cover...
both games.
Yeah.
I'll just take BYU on the road.
All right. And then
plus the points, not to win the game.
Right. Last but not least, this one I thought you'd enjoy. Auburn at Tennessee. Tennessee, a mere 3-point favorite at home.
Dalton Knecht goes off for 45 points. Tennessee rolls.
Tennessee big. Now, some people might say, oh, it's a Bruce Pearl coming back. He's been back a million times. It doesn't matter anymore. I think Tennessee, this is a big Tennessee.
I'm out on Auburn after I lost to Kentucky at home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like I really like.
That was supposed to be their selling point, was Auburn's incredible, tough, unstoppable at home.
There's the I really like a lot of these lines. Tennessee minus three, both those Kansas lines, and Houston minus three on the road at Baylor, who I think they're much, much better than. Oh, yeah. All good to me. Anyway, that's all I got.
Yeah. So much to talk about.
So much to talk about. For Dan Rogester, I am Rob Fox.
You got soft served?
Why not?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.